Hey, Max, what's that show that you're going to talk about tonight all by yourself?
Well, that would be Big Brother.
Well, hello, everyone. How's it going out there? It is I, Max. Juliet is out of the studio tonight, so I will be with you solo. Just me. You're stuck with just me for this episode. Apologies for this episode coming out kind of late. Had some stuff going on, but we're here to recap everything Big Brother 21 from this past week, as well as this Sunday night's episode where Jackson is your new HOH. A lot to cover for this whole week, and I will guide you through it all. Cat went home. Like we said, Jackson is the new HOH, and there also was a BB field trip that has came and went. A lot of tears by Christy. So much to talk about, but first, let's do a quick recap. Jack was finally sent packing to jury. Finally, the six shooters took a shot, and it hit. With the powers turning in the house, Tommy sticks a wrench in it and dances his way to become the new HOH. Tommy desperately wants the five to get back together, so he sets his sights at a new target, and he nominates Cliff and Kat for eviction. But wait! America steps in and votes to send three house guests on a field trip. Jackson, Sis, and Christy are picked to play. The winner gets safety, second place gets a punishment, and last place will be a bonus third nominee. Jackson knows that that means America hates them. Sis refuses to accept that, and Christy starts crying.
I can't believe they hate me.
Tommy is shook. His BFF is on the block during his HOH.
Oh my god, this is the worst HOH ever!
But there is still a veto to be played. And it's the best one this season. The OTEV veto is here. It's a tough fight. Cliff gets injured. But Tommy wins the veto and decides to rescue Christy. Boo! Kat and Cliff will be the final nominees for eviction. To ensure his safety, Cliff accepts Nick's proposal to form a final six with Christy, Tommy, Sis, Nick, and Nicole. Cliff has made a deal with the devil. Kat doesn't like that Cliff made a deal that does not involve her, and she gets upset. Jess also gets upset, but she's also just confused why people make deals in the game in the first place. The house votes. Everyone besides Jess sadly votes Kat out of the house. Goodbye, sweet Kat. You will be missed in this game. The house is definitely going to be less entertaining now. Kat is gone. A new six is formed. It's time for a new HOH. The house competes in an epic endurance competition, and Jackson, aka Mickey, wins the power. With Christy as his main target, Jackson and Holly contemplate the best plan of action. Knowing that he needs to take a shot, Jackson nominates Sis and Christy for eviction. With a veto still left to play, will Christy stay on the block this time? Will Jackson be able to take out his biggest threat? Will Christy cry regardless of the outcome? Let's hope so. It's weird that I'm starting to like Jackson. What is happening to me? It must be Big Brother. Hello everyone, how's it going? It is the Little Brother Podcast. We're coming at you at the speed of bird poop falling on you, which we saw in the OTEV competition. I am Max. I'm with you every single week. Gonna be solo tonight. Juliet is not in the studio, so you're just stuck with me tonight. I was debating on doing a little weekend at Bernie's and just acting like Juliet was here, but it wasn't gonna work out, so we're just gonna do it. It's me and the audience. So we're recapping this past week of Big Brother, as well as the results from the Sunday night episode with Jackson being the HOH and naming his targets. But before we get into that, we lost a friend, a fan favorite. She was very entertaining. Kat went home.
Kat and Cliff were on the block after the failed field trip to get Christy out of the house. Did not work out. And it was between Kat and Cliff. And it is a bummer. I don't think anybody really wanted to see Kat or Cliff go this past week. But one of them had to go. And unfortunately, Cliff is just a little bit better at keeping himself safe than Kat was. But I think where it really went wrong for Kat was just her lack of strategy when it comes to campaigning to keep herself safe. Kat was kind of hitting the same note, and she's been hitting the same note for like a past couple weeks. She's clearly close with Holly. I think they were able to deflect that they know each other, even though they do know each other. They have a final two. But Holly's also close with Jackson, where, you know, Kat has always made it clear, I'm gunning for Jackson, but eventually she's going to have to take the shot or it's put up or shut up. So keep saying, keep me, because I'm going to take a shot at Jackson when it's becoming more apparent that you're voting with Jackson and Jackson's part of your team. You got to come up with a new strategy. Whereas on the other hand, that's what Cliff was able to do. Cliff was able to find a way to make himself safe. Cliff was proposed by Nick to make a final six. And that was the only way that he was going to be safe. Cliff had to make that deal, and it's just kind of week by week and how to survive. Kat, of course, did not really understand that move that Cliff made and took it a little bit too personal. And I think that's why we are where we are today, is that Kat could not look at the long game and was kind of looking really short-sighted at the game. And I think overall working with Jackson and Holly is just kind of, she picked her side and the other house saw through it and she was a threat because everyone did get along with her and everyone did love her. And this was not an easy decision to make to vote out either Kat or Cliff. Because at the end of the day, it also made more sense to keep Cliff because Kat kind of injured Cliff during the OTEV veto. But in fairness, Cliff has kind of been getting injured throughout this summer. So Cliff is kind of less of a threat at this point, although I'd worry about Cliff down the road. But Cliff is kind of just seem more beatable at this point. And Kat is clearly aligned with Holly and Jackson. And that's how it rolled this past week. Tommy became HOH and he's not working with Jackson and Holly. So who else was Tommy going to target? So Kat was Tommy's target and she was sent packing out the door. But of course, earlier this week, we had the conclusion of the BB field trip twist. America was voting for the prior week and a half up to that point, and it was a little kind of confusing over how you should be voting, but ultimately, America got it right. It was kind of looking like that was the prediction, but Jackson, Sis, and Christy were voted as the BB field trip. And this was before Tommy's nominations. Everyone knew that the winner of that becomes safe for the week. Second place gets the punishment. And last place will be the third nomination. So obviously with Christy being in jeopardy on Tommy's HOH, Christy went from it's going to be a smooth week to a very chaotic week when she was thrown into that field trip competition. Of course, Tommy is freaking out on the other hand because that puts a wrench in all of his plans when he already decided that he's going to try to target Kat. The field trip was completely a blindside for the plans that were going to happen this week. And I'm still not sure if I would like the twist, but I think most America, including myself, was excited because the twist did eventually get Christy on the block. But unfortunately, Tommy was able to save her. Let's talk a little bit about the field trip in general. We got to see the chicken coop competition. We saw Jackson, Sis, and Christy try to get their egg through the cage. There was a bird falling, smashing, and get really complicated because then you have to put it on a ramp and then you got to hit down the word safe. You got to go letter by letter. I think this would be honestly one of the most annoying competitions to actually watch. So I was happy for editing that I didn't have to sit through this entire competition. I think it's getting a little complicated. But Jackson figured out the twist with it of to shake the egg, and he just kind of blew through the competition and he won the safety. Sis and Christy, on the other hand, where Sis decided that I'm going to throw this competition to protect Christy because no one's going to vote me out because I barely ever talk. Little does Sis know, she was on the block. She's going home. But we'll play along, Sis. Sis is not good at competitions in general, and we now found out that she's not good at throwing competitions as well. But Christy was so horrible at this competition that Sis could barely even throw it, and Sis ended up taking the second place and receiving the punishment. Christy was sent as the third nominee on Tommy's HOH, and whoa, there was a meltdown. I think Christy got in the realization that this vote by America is not because they like her. So there was a lot of self-reflecting on why do people hate me. Christy already cries over everything, so the crying was happening even more and more. Christy's kind of like that little kid that is not getting their way, so they'll kind of pout and cry. But then you see later this week when she is saved by Tommy that also now she's all kind of just full of happiness and manifestations again. It's getting a little overdone. And if I'd give some advice to Christy, it's just tone it down. But hopefully we don't have to deal with her for much longer. I don't know about you. I don't want to sound like a hater. I'm just kind of getting a little bit over the sort of bipolar approach to this game of Christy just crying over and over and over. Things aren't going my way. Things aren't going my way. Ooh, 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 you know, like that. And then all of a sudden when she's safe, then she's just feeling so confident and happy. She's not the only person that does it, but she does it to the extreme. And Jackson, you gotta love Jackson. He's been very problematic this season, so I'm not gonna say Jackson is a great guy, but definitely a week can do a lot for him. You gotta love Jackson accepting it, accepting that, no, that means we hate us. And Sis could not believe it. Sis was like, no, I refuse. They wanted to get us safety. And Jackson's like, oh, no, they hate us. They hate us. If it was people that they like, Cliff would be up there. I think he kind of enjoyed it because Jackson is comfortable enough to accept that, no, America hates us. And also, he's been talked to in the diary room before. So this isn't coming out of nowhere that he knows that stuff he's been doing is problematic, definitely in the eyes of the viewer. But Christy and Sis were kind of blindsided by this whole vote. And I think Jackson enjoyed rubbing that in their faces because he was comfortable with it, but kind of watching them realize that maybe we're not as loved as we thought we were. Maybe we're not all as grateful as we thought we were. Regardless, Jackson won the competition. He's safe for the week. And Christy goes up as the third nominee. So Jackson is loving the game right now. Basically, all he has to do is just keep Holly safe and maybe just ensure that he can win the veto. Then Christy can go home. He barely gets any blood on his hands. Can't ask for a better scenario. So far, the BB field trip twist is working out perfectly. I feel like that's what it was designed to do, and it seems like it's executed perfectly. Oh yeah, and Sis got a punishment where she had to dress up like a chicken and make a bunch of different egg things. Hopefully not eggplant, because she doesn't know how to make eggplant, because that definitely involves cracking open eggs. We also found out that Sis does not understand time of day and that like how days get shorter, and she thinks that just means it's like shorter, like it gets to 10 p.m. quicker. That's not how that works. It's a daylight thing, but I'm glad you're learning. And yeah, so she just kind of had to talk chicken for a while, kind of over all these punishments. I gotta say, in general, the punishments are fine. It's just like, I feel like we're getting a punishment every week. Can we just stop it? I just want to just watch the game. But I gotta admit, it was nice that if a punishment was getting handed out, it was nice that Sis got punished. So the BB field trip is working. And then Tommy has to make his nominations, and he nominates Kat and Cliff for eviction. Now, Cliff generally in this situation, even though Tommy and Cliff don't really work together, is more of a pawn. Tommy has declared that Kat is going to be his target. And here's the reason why. Kat is close with Jackson and Holly. Kat is also close with other people in the house. Kat has won a veto. And Kat has generally just kind of stayed safe and under the radar. Kat is not going to work with Tommy's side of the house. It's time to take her out. Because Tommy isn't going to waste his HOH taking out Nicole, taking out Cliff. He's not going to take out Holly because he still wants to bring the five back together. The five meaning the remainder of the six. But even though he knows that Jackson will probably not go for the deal, he's generally kind of good with Tommy. So he does not want to upset Jackson by targeting Holly. So Kat is a way to hit the trio, but also not taking a direct shot at Jackson Holly. It's kind of like a deal of, I'm going to take out one of their numbers, but I'm not going to take them out for the chance that I could become allies with them. But Tommy knows that Kat cannot be his ally. But Christy, his BFF, his aunt's ex-girlfriend, Christy, is on the block on his HOH. So I think a lot of that strategy got thrown out the window because now Tommy is in Operation Save Christy. What's interesting about it is Tommy does want to save Christy, and you can respect that. They are friends. But I gotta say, looking at how Christy has been playing this game, this could be Tommy's chance, accept it as fate or a manifestation, if you will, to let Christy go without getting any blood on his hands. I'm not saying go ahead and throw a veto because that looks shady, but Christy got put up on the block. I don't know if Christy is becoming problematic because I think Tommy could do a little bit better without Christy sometimes. I mean, Christy is a number and I think she's playing really hard. I don't want to say that Christy's a bad player, but I do think Tommy plays better than Christy. So it would have been interesting to use that opportunity that Christy's up on the block to possibly let her go. But Tommy is loyal to his friendship with Christy. They are strong allies. Interesting, though, they've never discussed a final two. You kind of just assume it, but they haven't. But Tommy decides we need to save Christy to keep Kat and Cliff on the block, and then hopefully Kat goes home. And that's the plan going into the veto. We go into the veto, and it is the OTEV veto. Jackson is picked to play. We have Kat, Cliff, Christy, Tommy, and then Nick is also picked to play. I always like the OTEV competition. I think this is a fan favorite. This one was OTEV was a bird. OTEV is usually just kind of some creature, something that needs people to find stuff, and it's kind of evolved. Now it's like down this water slide, go search for what he needs, bring it back to him. You know what OTEV is. I love this competition. We saw basically, you know, Tommy's going to end up winning this competition, but the one thing to kind of take away from it was Jackson went out right away, and that was the one that he really wanted to veto to keep these nominations the same. Jackson's safe anyways this week. That was his big thing. He wanted Christy to go home, and Jackson kind of went out right away. And then, of course, also we saw the moment with Cliff and Kat. Unfortunately, they kind of wrestled for the rope, and Cliff ended up getting a little bit injured, and they took a big moment where Kat was really crying, and Cliff was kind of just telling her, no, get your head in the game. You need to win the veto. Because Cliff does not want Kat and Cliff to be on the block. They're part of Cliff's Angels. They're definitely strong allies, and it's no good if they're both left on the block. So he wanted Kat to get back in the game, but I don't think Kat ever got past hurting Cliff. And that's because Kat's a good person, so she really cared. But Tommy ends up winning this veto. The field trip feels all for nothing because he rescues Christy. Christy's all of a sudden switches her mood. She's all happy now. And Kat and Cliff will be the final nominations. You know, it's interesting because the field trip kind of just seems like a big waste of time. But it did accomplish one thing. One, kept Jackson safe, which is good because you want that house to be evened out. And Jackson's going to take shots at the Christy side of things. It's kind of a little bit better. But what I think was most importantly of it is it kind of gave Christy possibly a wake-up call to realize she's not playing as she really thinks she is. But also, honestly, I think Christy's the kind of person that's not going to really realize it. She's kind of the person that's going to, over and over in her head, just kind of find a way to, like, you know how she always pushes her issues on Jackson. She's going to find a way to be like, well, it's not my fault. And it might just be a sign of maturity. But, I mean, at least the BB field trip gave us that, where Christy had her moment to realize, you're not as popular as you think you are. Christy's off the block. Kat and Cliff will be the final nominations. Now, we were talking about popularity. Let's talk a little bit about Nick. Nick is really trying hard to take over this Jack position with the cool kids. Sometimes I worry about Nick. Well, actually, a lot of the time. I worry that he's a therapist, but I see some very instability in his personality. Nick had an opportunity to join the Outsiders once Sam got evicted, but we know we saw what Jess and Kat had done, and more on them later. And he kind of picked his side. And, you know, he says he picked you know, the cis Tommy Christie side of everything because they're just stronger competitors and I want to keep working with them. I think he's always wanted to work with them. I think from day one, it's very a popularity contest with Nick. He was floating both ways, and then he finally saw an in with Jack out. He now can flirt with Sis. He can now be kind of in the cool clique. And I honestly think at the end of the day, I think that's all what Nick's game is about, is just being on the cool inside of it. I think Nick was a little overdrafted. You know, Juliet did take Nick first overall. She's not here to defend that now. But that was not just her. It was everyone. Everyone was really kind of big on Nick. I think his game's awful. I think I was liking what was forming for a while with Nick, but this goes back to the time when Nicole was trying to tell Nick and Bella that his side was taking a shot, and he turned on Nicole. Nick finally kind of had an opportunity where he's been targeted by this other side, and he just found a way to get back in with that side. I think most of his game has been just to be in with those cool kids. And I think, sadly, that's where his game will die. I think Nick would rather have his game end knowing that he's part of the cool clique rather than being part of the other clique and then making it to the final two. And also, Bella broke up with him on Twitter because now he's cuddling with Sis. And I think that's also, like, I think he's just always wanted to cuddle with Sis. Him and Bella have talked about it before. I'm talking about Nick a little bit too much. Let's talk about this game. Nick made another move. Nick took over the Jack spot and wanted to form the new six. Because for some reason, ever since last season when we had level six, we need to have an alliance with six. That's a thing. So Nick comes up with a plan to rope in Cliff and Nicole with Tommy, Christie, and Sis to form the new Power Six. Of course, Nicole and Cliff were not part of that six ever to begin with, but Nick thinks it's a solid plan. But, you know, Nicole knows that once we get to six, then they'll just clip me off. I might have to go along with this. And Cliff, of course, has to go along with this because this is the only way that he's going to stay safe this week. Just really excited that he's got his Power Six. He has been saying to Cliff and Nicole, then it'll be 3 versus 3, hinting that Nick is with the Cliff and Nicole side. But we also know that Nick has formed a final two with Tommy. That is, to the best of our knowledge, that's Tommy's only final two he's formed. I haven't seen him talk about any final two with Christie yet. So I think Nick is going to be kind of flip-floppy for a while, but overall, I think his game is pretty predictable. He wants to be on the cool side of the house. Let's talk about that final six, though, formed with Cliff and Kat and Jess flipping out about it. We, of course, saw where Nicole stupidly decided to tell Jess, because Jess wasn't involved in the six. No idea what her strategy was with that, because that was never going to go well with Jess. You know, Nicole can be mentioned that she's in a six, but she doesn't need to really, you know, commit to it. You know, it's called Big Brother. You can just play kind of different angles and just kind of get your safety with different people, and it's okay. But I guess Nicole's too nice of a person for this game and has to tell Jess. And of course, Jess is flipped out because once again, there's a big alliance that she's not a part of. Let's talk about Jess a little bit. Jess is always upset because this is another popular kid clique. Jess is always upset that she's not involved in the in crowd. But I'll tell you what, Jess, last week when you were HOH, granted you were safe and had all the power, you had that moment. You had Kat, you had Nicole, you had Cliff, could have got Holly and Jackson, and you even had Nick for a point. You could have made that be the popular clique. The majority. But Jess decided that she didn't trust Nick, so wanted to see where his loyalties remained, so she kept Nick in the dark. Stayed up in the HOH room and didn't hang out. So Jess, this is what happens in this game. You make deals, and you make alliances. And then when you have the opportunity to do that, you need to take advantage of that. But then you cannot get upset that those people that you're not making deals with are making deals without you. And that goes for Kat as well, because Kat could not understand at all of Cliff making a deal to stay safe. You know, that it was a very upsetting moment with Kat, because what does she want Cliff to do? To not campaign for himself to be safe? Hey, Cliff, you're going to be safe if you join with us. He has to say yes. You can't form a deal with you, Kat. You're both on the block. And Kat and Jess could not wrap their heads around it in two different ways. Jess doesn't like being excluded, but the thing is, you don't talk game with other people, you're going to get excluded. And then you had the opportunity last week to form that majority group, but you didn't instead. You wanted to see where everyone's loyalties lie. Oh, there's no sides in this house. We're getting closer and closer to the finale. You have to pick sides. You have to be working on your endgame, and Jess is not working on any endgame. Now, that could work out for Jess by kind of not being involved with anything, that she could just float to the final three or four, but I don't think that's a winning strategy. I don't think anyone really picks you to win the overall game of Big Brother if that's all you do. Loved you last week, though, Jess, but can't be surprised that, you know, there's a group forming that, and you're not a part of it because you haven't been part of that group. That's how it goes. Kat, on the other hand, you know, did the same thing with Jess, you know, did kind of push Nick away, you know, kind of like wasn't really just trying to work to kind of get her safety. And that's what Cliff had to do. He had to accept a deal to be safe. And it's very upsetting when Kat thinks that she can confront Cliff and basically say, how dare you? I thought you would like stand up for yourself. And it's just coming from a, you know, it's coming from a selfish place. Like I said, well, what is Cliff supposed to do? Is Cliff supposed to, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going to take that deal, actually, because Kat's a friend of mine, so I'm willing to just go home because she's my friend. No, I mean, Cliff wasn't excited about being on the block with Kat. You have to truly believe that Cliff would rather work with Kat over working with that side of the house. So it's unfair. It's unfair for Kat to just act this way because it's an unfortunate situation. You guys are close allies and you're both on the block together. But it's a game. Kat even said that in her speech. She goes, oh, but it's a game. Like as if it's a game, so you shouldn't be playing it because we're friends. It just doesn't work that way. And I think sadly that was like kind of the final straw for Kat. And she didn't get the numbers because I think that's kind of part of it is that, you know, Cliff had to ensure his safety. And I don't think it's like shady. I don't think it's shady. It's part of the game. Yeah, it's just unfortunate Kat kind of went out that way. And, you know, like I've said, it was a bad situation. I think they're both very likable people and it would be fun to see both of them keep playing in the house. But Kat was the target. Kat's a bigger threat. It was her time to go. Just don't understand Kat and Jess getting so upset about this Cliff deal. And then afterwards, Kat is gone, evicted from the house. We get to see Jess then blowing up what she thinks is she's blown up, I guess, Holly's game. She's blown up people's games, but she's kind of blown up Holly's game the most about like Holly was saying that Sis was flirting with Jackson and then they were forming that final six. Yeah, I don't understand what Jess is trying to achieve besides if it's just like overall chaos, but unfortunately, I think like Jess, like the ramifications of this is like Jess kind of blown up her game more than other people's games because I just think it's going to be kind of hard to work with her. I know it's tough because Jess is in the house and I'm on the outside looking in, but like this game's been played for almost 2 months now. How does Jess not understand that Holly is more loyal to Jess than like Sis is? And she's still blinded by Christy for some reason. You need to be finding allies more than enemies. So Jess will probably still be around for a few weeks. But eventually, I mean, you know, with this house getting split like this, Jess is eventually going to be a casualty of it. And she's just giving people more reasons to with blown up games. So, oh, how's it going, everyone? You guys still with me? Good. All right, so I got some thoughts. Jackson is the new HOH, and I got some thoughts on what to expect for this week going forward. But I think before that, I really loved Kat. I loved her in this game. Want to send her off nicely, so I'm going to do my goodbye messages to Kat, and we're going to say c'est la vie, and then we'll talk about Jackson's HOH and what to expect next week. So let's go ahead, and we're going to say goodbye to Catherine. Oh, sweet Kat, when you came into this game and said Jason Mimosa, I said to myself, wow, this one's going to be entertaining. I will admit, when I first met you, I just thought that you were going to just be a pretty blonde girl. Didn't know that much about this game. Not the brightest. It's just going to kind of float on through. And happily, I was wrong, and I shouldn't have judged you.
Kat, you proved to actually understand this game. You were good at competitions. You had a great social game. You were funny. And you had some of the most memorable moments of this season. You had your secret final two with Holly. And even when it was blown up, you still stayed friends with her. Even though you knew each other. You formed an interesting trio with Jackson and Holly, to say the least. You hooked up with Jackson, then Holly was hooking up with Jackson, but you guys still stayed friends. Kat, I wish you were going to stay in this game a lot longer, but I guess it was time for you to go. Kat, thank you for the laughter, thank you for the good times, and thank you for all the great one-liners. When life gives you a lemon, make it a cat. Hard to say goodbye to Kat. Did not want her to go. Also didn't want Cliff to go. Last week was a bummer. We were teased with the Christie field trip. Tommy pulled her off the block. Had to say goodbye to one of the fan favorites, and it happened. Goodbye, Kat. Now I want to talk about a guy named Jackson, aka Mickey. Now before I go into all of the positives, I'm going to talk about Jackson. He has been very problematic this season. He has cheated while he was a have-not. He's hooked up with a couple women in the house. He's peed on himself during a competition. He's said some insensitive things. He's had some very problematic things, to say the least. And also, his mom is trying to sue people for, being mean to him. Now, Jackson, I originally did draft him in my draft, but famously a couple weeks ago, I evicted him. But I decided that after what I've seen with Jackson, and also for the sake of that, I don't really have anybody else on my team right now, I am now pulling Jackson back onto the team. So that leaves, so Jackson, welcome back to the club. You're back off waivers and you're back on Naquamen. So now my roster is Tommy, Sis, Nicole, and Jackson. So he is back on the squad. Yeah, he's off and on. You know, I need to kind of have the villain on the team anyways. But I gotta say, there's been a lot of improvements with Jackson or Mickey, whatever you want to call him. I think he's still kind of a problem. I think he still is a problematic dude. He's got a lot of issues, but I think he's really won me over. With the fallout with him and Jack, it just kind of showed that at least he knows how to play. And he's not afraid to make the move. And he's kind of figured out how to play the game and not get caught up on the Christie kind of side of stuff where it's more like the gossip city. Whereas ever since the blow up with the six, with the whole Jack, they knew each other moment, he's kind of managed to stay under the radar, sort of. But, you know, he's survived the block a few times, and now he is the new HOH. He won safety in the field trip, and I think what really won me over is when the field trip, I really kind of enjoyed him embracing that America hates him, and at least being self-aware. So, like I said, I'm not a huge fan of him as a person, but I'm kind of enjoying him more and more as a player in this game, and mainly because I've been enjoying Christie less and less as a player in this game. So Jackson has won the HOH for this week, and I think it's going to be very exciting because Christie is definitely going to be the target. So it's going to be really fun to watch this week how that shakes out with Jackson going after Christie and that side of the house. It's sort of like an underdog story, like he's been cast out of that group where he was pretty loyal to them. Definitely got cast aside, so it's going to be fun to have him take a strike back at his former allies. And what I love about that also going forward is Christie is definitely his target. He still has a working relationship with Tommy. So it will be really interesting if, with Christie being his main target, if Tommy just kind of decides this is the time that I would sadly have to cut bait with Christie. Because she's a loose cannon. She almost blew their cover in this Sunday episode that they knew each other. Started talking about how many exits Tommy is from his house. It's like, Christie can't keep a secret. She can't keep anything to herself. She just talks and talks and talks and then chews and chews and chews and talks and talks and talks, cries and cries and cries. I think Jackson's going to do this move for America. He's going to complete what the field trip could not complete. So I'm excited. Jackson HOH is kind of perfect for what this game is right now. If Christie's HOH would happen, I mean, she's going to target, like, probably, you know, Nicole and Holly or Holly and Jackson. And then we're just going to see more of a one-sided game. So I really like taking that shot over there. And I think, honestly, I think, Christy, if you take her out of this game, a lot of different pieces are going to go in different directions. It just seems like Christy keeps that side together. So it'd be fun to see, like, how Nick kind of scrambles around. It seems like Tommy, who I think is... his best part of his games are still ahead of him, and I think they're waiting to be unlocked when Christy's out. Now, I don't want to sound like a complete Christy hater. I think she's just been playing really hard. And I don't think she's bad at this game at all. I think she's a strong player. I just think she's playing a little too hard, and it's getting really annoying for me. And she's kind of acting a little invincible at this point. So then whenever she faces some adversity to her game, she just melts down. And it's getting a little too much for me. And it's kind of fun to watch when Jackson faces adversity with this game. It's like almost he enjoys it like a challenge. So Jackson's HOH. He has nominated Sis and Christy for eviction. And Christy's his target. And Jackson's main goal now this week will be to make sure he wins the veto. Or someone that he trusts wins the veto. But I'm sure it's going to be he wins the veto. Keeps the nominations the same. Guarantee Christy's going out this week. That's what I think is going to happen overall. So that's about it. That's about all I have for this show. Last week was really tough. We had the tease with the BB field trip. Then sadly, Kat or Cliff had to go. We did get to see the OTEV competition. But last week was kind of a hard tease. And I think this week's going to be entertaining because it's going to be Jackson making his move, targeting Christy. And Christy's going to freak out about it and probably cry a lot. And I guarantee there's going to be some blow-up fights like there has been this whole season right before eviction night. So I think that Christy will become the third jury member. That's all I have for tonight. Thank you all for listening. Juliet will be back with me next week. We'll recap the whole week of Big Brother and we'll see how the Jackson HOH shakes up. You can also follow us on Twitter at Lil Bro Podcast. This is the Little Brother Podcast. Please rate and review us. Thank you all for listening. From inside the Little Brother House, I am Max. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.